Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. A domain name is, of course, a very valuable resource for just about any business today, as an online presence is quite important and effective for marketing in all different types of fields. Clients come to me all the time asking about acquisition of domain names, the role of finding a domain name in coming up with a new brand name, and other domain name infringement issues. And so domain name and trademark law intersect quite a bit. However, I believe that domain names are not all that important anymore. Sure, 10 years ago, having an easy-to-recall domain name that ended in .com and matched your brand name was of significant importance. And people paid a lot of money for a lot of .com brand names back in those days. But today, with computers and phones and software and search engines becoming smarter and smarter every day and learning our habits and our locations and our interests, domain names play less of a role in people finding your online presence. It's very unlikely that one would be confused in their browser between Delta Faucets and Delta Airlines. It's quite likely that your browser knows if you've been planning a vacation, and if you input the word Delta, it's quite likely that it's going to take you to Delta Airlines without ever considering Delta Faucets. I don't even know what the relevant domain names are in that scenario. So I don't think it's necessary to have a domain name that matches your brand name. For example, if your product is called XYZ, it's possible to have a domain name that says getXYZ or shopXYZ or xyzusa.com. There's a myriad of variables that can still be a simple, effective domain name. The caveat is that if the domain name that matches your brand name is unavailable because somebody else is using it, that might be a problem. If it's simply being owned by someone and parked or says under construction, that's not really a concern because once you start using the brand name, their ability to use the domain name will diminish. But if it's already being used to compete with your potential brand name, that's a real problem, especially if they're in a related industry or a competitor of yours. If it's completely unrelated and you realize that sometimes traffic might go to their site, but they would realize that it has nothing to do with your site because the industries are so different, that's okay. But if it's being used by someone in your industry, they may have rights, they may have trademark rights that could affect your use of this potential brand name. So my tip is to don't stress about domain names generally, but when you build a new brand, it's okay if the brand name is unavailable as long as the unavailability is not due to somebody using it in your industry. If you build a great brand and a great service or a great product, customers will find you online no matter where your domain is hosted. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.